Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's go check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat this morning, see what's up with him. Morning, Mike. What's going on, bud?
Well, we got a spoiler alert going on.
Spoiler alert?
Yep. Oh, Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
they look like world beaters, man.
Yeah, and that was Fromber last night.
That was him.
Oh, man. I didn't get to watch it.
After he gave up that home run, that solo shot, he was, you know, aggravated, and he didn't. He's.
Yeah, he don't need to.
Sometimes between the ears, it's just, it goes south on you.
Yeah, it does. So. Anyhow, I don't even got to. They ain't got a lot to report on, Mickey. I mean, everybody else talking about that now.
It rained all day yesterday over there. Y'all were covered up, man.
Oh, I know. That's stupid.
And this morning, there's nothing on radar over there.
Go figure.
Yeah.
But I hadn't heard of nothing. Like I said, everybody's kind of, you know, in the bogus mode, and
yeah, we're in that in-between season right now, hunting and fishing, and a lot of people are starting to get all their hunting stuff together, you know, for dove season and early teal and feeding deer.
Yeah, just the weather in this.
Maintenance.
Yeah. Well, matter of fact, I worked on my buggy pretty much all day yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, it took me about 2.5 hours to just get it clean. The pressure washer, that underneath, you know, that stuff builds up in there, and especially that mud we've got over there, because it turns concrete in about 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's that old gumbo stuff, man. It,
it's, I wouldn't even call it a gumbo, because I'm telling you, it's, you know, it's got so much sand in it. You know, and that black dirt, and when them two get hard, they get hard. So,
yeah.
You know, and there's just not enough drain out of all that stuff to
park it in a, you know, park it in a shallow pond and let it soak and then bring it out and then pressure wash it.
Yeah. Or put a sprinkler underneath it.
Well,
that's what a lot of people are doing now.
Right.
And so, but we're going to see. Looks like it's going to be a little wet, though. So I just hope it don't mess up doves. But, man, they're falling on a bad day this year.
Well,
I don't know. I mean, that's federal, though, so there ain't nothing you can do about it.
No.
And it takes a lot of money out of you, you know, that hill country. all out there, not open until Monday. So one of them years. Well, we just finished the rotation up, matter of fact. So, September the 1st is on Monday.
Right. Labor Day.
Yeah. So,
I'm sure kids will be out of school for Labor Day.
Yeah, but still.
I remember we used to not go back till after Labor Day.
Yeah, that was the first day after Labor Day.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's some, I don't know in Texas, but I know there's some states that's, I think it's even a state that it's a law that can't go back till after Labor Day. But they get so much time off now. I mean, it's like my grandkids here. I mean, sometime in October, they're going to get a whole week off.
Yeah.
We get like two spring breaks. So, wow.
Yeah, we never got those.
No, I didn't know what a spring break was.
No.
Easter was our spring break.
Remember we used to have splash day. Everybody would skip out and go to Galveston.
Yep. But Easter was a spring break for us.
Mm-hmm.
But we got out of school in May, too. So
yeah.
We had a full summer off. But I know everybody don't want to talk about school, but, you know.
No.
You heard any reports on them doves?
There's a lot of them down south. They're on, Blaine said their second hatch, they're sitting on nest right now. And quail look good, everything. It's been so hot here lately with no rain, and, you know, a lot of the grass is turning brown, but he's still got a lot of grass.
He already got some water yesterday, huh?
He may have got a half inch, he's thinking. It was that system wasn't much to it. Once it went in there around Reynosa, you know, dug into Mexico, it just kind of tore it apart.
Yeah, that gloom and doom stuff. I understand.
Well, the media had us hyped up. I thought we were going to get flooding streets up here the way they were talking.
Yeah. Come on, a little dry. All but in that river bottom. That river bottom wet.
It's still wet?
Yep.
Well, yeah, y'all get thunder bumpers above me. I watch storms every day skirt Trinity Bay and go right up the Trinity River, you know, up that way towards.
Suck it up, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the main roads, it's got sun on it. They're not holding a lot of water.
Right.
They just got enough slush in them that you get ice in it. It ain't getting stuck right now. It's all about getting high centered right now.
Yeah, buddy. Well, that's stuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like putting a turtle on a Coke bottle.
Yep. Exactly.
Or on a fence post.
Yep. But, I hadn't seen no sign of doves here. You talking about that sitting on the hatch down there in Venice?
Yeah.
I had one of my doves done three hatches. And then I heard somebody talking about a four hatch.
Good Lord.
That's kicking them out of the nest quick.
Yeah.
But I've heard
all the songbirds around my house have had double and triple hatches this year.
Yeah. And the same thing.
You know, the cardinals and blue jays and mawkers and bluebird, a lot of bluebirds this year, too.
I'll be darned. Me and my brother went to Leafs. Because I told him, I said, I ain't going back there by myself. You ain't got nothing going on. He said, no, I can go Wednesday.
Yeah.
I said, we need to take two buggies because I don't feel like going to Wednesday.
No.
You know? But biggest thing we saw, especially, you know, because like I said, it is getting dry. But there's some of them ditches, but all the ruts still have water in them. And them water muskins was pretty thick.
Oh, boy.
Yep, and that's the first time I've seen them like that. And generally, them hogs keep them pretty thin, and they'll go to working on them now. You know, the snakes will go to just having to go to little holes, hog wallets, you know. I tell you something is bad, though, them dead young horse, deer flies and horse flies.
Really?
They are horrible. Yeah, my brother, you know, he lives out there on Fayetteville. He said they bad out there, too.
Really?
And he said they just attacked his tractor, you know. He said they just popping off in windshields. And that was funny. You know, we filled up, I don't know, 4 feeders and or recapped them off. Got some cameras running. And you never would get one bite you. But you crawl back in that buggy and start driving, it'd light you up.
Really?
Yeah, I guess they coming into, I don't know what it is, but I mean, they just bombard you. That deer fly, when he lights, he bites.
Oh, they take a chunk out too, buddy.
I mean, I had one bite me on my, just blow my ribs out. I wanted to cry.
I hate them big things, man.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen them bad over in war.
I've seen them bad over in the marsh in your area.
Oh, yeah. You get around them myrtle bushes. they will get you.
Yeah, they
but
will.
Even now, they, you know, we don't have any hardly any myrtle, even around the Empire area, because it's just not enough land left for one thing.
True.
But now, see, you get close to that rose of cane, they're going to get you. And, but Mother Nature, I tell you something else, we had a big rabbit hatch this year, too. And I watched no feral cat. I generally got anywhere from 15 to 25 lined up down, you know, our little drains. Especially, you know, if you got a lot more land next to it that hadn't been mowed since Katrina, probably. And the little mama rabbit's got a place to raise them. And, but I watched a big old feral cat trying to stalk one the other day. They done got big enough now, they're alert. I'm like, well, you know, I don't know, back in June, when they just getting out, you know, that size of your hand, they start trying to ease out there with their mama, and you need to see 3 or 4 with their mama, and then a week later, there'd be one.
So yeah.
Cats really work on.
Cats, fox, bobcats.
Yeah. Everything. You know, that's something, like me and somebody was talking about that the other day, one of the locals, and since Katrina, ain't nobody, he said, I ain't talking to nobody, and you don't see one run over or nothing, just ain't no foxes, no skunks, which, there wasn't never very many skunks down there, you know, armadillos are kind of trickling back a little bit, but.
Yeah.
What's sad, I see one run over on the highway, and I know they deliberately run over him, so. And he has his place, too, so.
I've never had any armadillos around my place, but I got them this year. That brush line on
yep.
east end of my property there. The other morning, my wife and I were sitting out there drinking coffee, and 2 big armadillos walk out. And there's like, look like 4 or 5 babies behind them, small ones, following them.
Well, I'm sure.
get ready. Start digging that yard up.
Yep. Yeah, they're rooted up a little bit.
Yeah, they will.
Not as bad as them pigs.
No, not hardly. Oh, well.
And, you know, talking too about them doves opening on the first, you know, and that kind of throws a kink in the going to con can or something like that, you know.
Right.
I was looking through the book in Liberty County, deer season's opening, the rifle season's opening the 27th of September.
October?
No.
Oh, November.
I mean, yeah, no, October.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah. You're right. No. 27th to 9th, I've never seen rifle season open in October.
No, I hadn't either.
That's the first time, unless it's just a misprint, but I went back and looked at it 2 or 3 times, and it's showing October 27th.
Bow season will what open the first, right?
First, yes.
Yeah.
And generally, you know, it was always kind of the first Saturday too when bow season, you know, got to be a big deal, but
mm-hmm.
in October, but now it's October the 1st. And
yeah.
I don't know what day that falls on this year, but I know it won't be there. So they got me a new crossbow in this.
Really?
I really like it. Yeah, and I'm comfortable with it at 50 yards.
So. Oh, yeah. I've got a Excalibur that's I want 50 yards. It's right on the money.
Right.
Yeah, that's a Wednesday on the 1st.
Yeah, there you go.
There. I see you.
Well, yeah.
All right, Mike. Well, hey, man, enjoy your time at home so you can get back to the grind over there in Venice. Somebody wants to call you, come grind it out with you. How they get a hold of you, man?
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting Fishing.
All right. See what you can do about them Astros today. We need to win one soon.
Yeah, because now it's half game. Because, yeah, and I figured the Mets would sweep Seattle, but I was wrong.
And the Mets are on a big-time losing streak, man. They've lost 9 or 10 out of the last 12 games or something. They're in a bad way right now.
They must be injured, too, then.
Yeah, the Mariners. The last time I checked that game last night, it was 11-9 Mariners. And they did win because we're only half a game up now. So.
Yep. Yeah, I looked at it. We're half a game up.
So. There we go. All right, buddy. Well, you have a good one.
Bye-bye.
All right,
you
Mike,
too.
Thanks.
Later.
See you now. All right, that's Captain Mike Jeffcoat out of Venice. Well, BigCashSnapper.com, folks. The Big Cash Snapper Tournament's wrapping up its first annual series with a free entry snapper tournament. That's right, no entry fee. You can fish anywhere along the Texas coast on Friday, September 5th. You can fish from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. and bring your best three snapper to the weigh-in the next day at Rusty Hook Ranch in Matagorda. That's on Saturday, September 6th. Have your fish there by 6 p.m., no later. And first place cash, $5,000. Second place, $2,500. Third place, $1,500. And they'll have side pots for Big Snapper, King, Ling, and Dorado. And then you can join in afterwards with the weigh-in with food, live music, and a fundraiser for the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association. Details at BigCashSnapper.com. That's BigCashSnapper.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 521 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's check in with Captain James Flogg down in G-Town this morning. James, good morning. What's up, man?
What's up, Mick?
Not a lot, dog. Not a lot.
Man, you ought to see how high the tide is, dude. I ain't seen it like this since
bulled up
April.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had to be from that little squall down south. But
I guess. Well, we got a south wind, too, so who knows?
No, I mean, it's like super high, dude. Like, well, my boat's on the trailer, so I got my sling lifted way up.
Mm-hmm.
So I guarantee you it's 2.5 foot up. It ain't but about 3 inches from my pier.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. No, I mean, it's like a flood tide. I mean, I ain't seen it like this since April. Was ever fishing today?
It was high at 1:34 in the morning, and it's a 1.5.
Okay. So
that's really not that high, but it had to have to do something with that circulation down there, I guess.
It had to, because it come. I look, you can see, you know, I was playing golf, and I looked at that storm. I said, I don't know what time it was. It was like maybe 8 or 9. And I said, oh, yeah. It was out in the Gulf. I said, man, this looks kind of impressive. And then I didn't look at it again. I left. I went to the gym. It was about 2:30, and I looked at the radar. Hell, it already went on shore. It was kaput. It was done.
It just turned left and went straight into Mexico and started ragging apart.
Didn't it, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was done. But who's ever fishing today? Y'all got a really high tide to deal with. I don't know if that means anything, but that's what you got.
Yeah. It's more water. Spread them out a little bit.
Yeah. So we ain't done nothing, man. We got, you know, of course, the week looks good, but who knows? You can't never count on that. But that's the week looks good. So we'll see. I ain't done nothing but play golf.
Well, can't run poons. Might as well go run a golf ball, chase a little old ball around the cow pasture.
Yeah. I mean, I got, you know, most of my stuff done. I made a bunch of leaders and stuff yesterday morning before I went. So, sitting on G, waiting on O, see what happens.
Waiting on O. Boy, that McIntyre, man, he's 14 under. I mean, I figured that's what it'd take to win this whole tournament all weekend, 14, 15 under, and he's already sitting at 14. That guy's on fire right now.
Man, you know, I was gone playing golf. And then I got home, I had a bunch of stuff wrong here, so I just had it out of the corner of my eye. I don't think Scotty's playing terrible, is he? Ain't he in second?
No, he's 9 under. Yeah, he's playing good, but, man.
That kid had like 6 or 7 birdies coming down the stretch, didn't he?
Day before yesterday, yeah.
Day before yesterday.
I think in 3 holes he had almost 130 feet of putts. He had that 62-footer and then a 40-footer and then another one about 30-something. I don't know. He couldn't do no wrong.
Man,
hitting
that's
his irons
crazy.
Good, hitting the fairways.
I couldn't make a little putt yesterday. All my lag putts were big time. Inside of 3 foot, I should have just picked my ball up.
Pull the Phil Mickelson, lipping out 3 footers.
Dude, it was terrible. It was terrible.
That's golf.
I played at Moody's, whatever day it was, Thursday, I guess. Same old deal, just all them guys out there trying to play. And I'm looking at the squalls. I deal with them every day. I can almost tell you what time the squalls coming, when it's going to rain. I'm like, I ain't going to get to play. Not right now. It was like at 8:20. Sure enough, here comes the giant storm. It rains, lightning, shut everything down. Now my guys are saying, well, it's going to do this and do that. Not my guys, just people there at the course.
Right.
I'm just listening. I don't say nothing. And I'm like, dude, here's what's going to happen. It's going to fade and it's going to be fine. Y'all going to go play golf. Anyway, make a long story short, I walked because I was just playing by myself.
Yeah.
And when I play by myself, I walk. And, dude, that squall came by, and it got dead slick, and you might as well have been playing in a sauna.
Oh, I bet it was hot, muggy.
Dude, it was brutal, man. So I got four guys in front of me, and they're nice. Kept saying, man, or three, they were terrible. Come play, just play with us. And no, man, y'all are good. I mean, I appreciate it, blah, 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 blah. So they're going, and I can only do so much, but I'm walking. And these old men are playing behind me, and they're playing from the women's tees.
Women's.
Yeah, and I could tell they're getting like an attitude, but I can't do nothing because
you're in between.
Yeah, and so right there on nine where you make the turn and go back over to 10, I had to walk by him. That old man said, kind of hot to be walking, ain't it? And I'm like, man, you're lucky you didn't tell me that 15 years ago. And I just looked at him and said, well, you're going to be stupid. You better be tough. And I just quit pushing my cart and went on about my business.
Oh, man.
I said, man, why are these old men hitting into me? And then I looked, man, they're playing from the women's tees, man. So, anyway, everything's the same. Golf, it don't matter.
Hey,
you
can get in a fight anywhere now. Golf course, it, you know, they used to hit up me. I remember one of them hit my sister one time, and it got ugly.
Did you just turn around and hit it back to him?
I mean, we're slowed up. We've got a group of four in front of us, and it's just the two of us, and we're just playing at pace. I mean, that's the way it works.
It's the way it works, man.
These young guys were behind us, and they're hitting. Well, after they hit my sister, and I drove the cart back there and had words with them and said, look, man, we're doing the best we can. It's two of us, and we're behind a group of four. Y'all might want to go back and drink a beer somewhere and then come back out.
Yeah, well, just chill.
They did it again, and so when the ball would roll up by us, I'd just turn around, grab one of my irons, and hit it back to them. I would.
I'm surprised you didn't hit them with that iron.
Well,
hey, that'd been a long time ago. That wouldn't have been good.
But after I hit about two or three of them back to them at the tee box, they quit hitting up our rear ends.
Yeah, man, it ain't nothing. You can't.
It's like fishing. Hey, when you got somebody breathing on you and they're throwing lures and they're landing right by your boat and stuff, I can't take that.
I just
pick up and leave. I don't even get mad anymore. I just go, you just can't fix stupid. Let's leave. Let them have them.
Some of the stuff we do in the golf. And I guess you call it creeping. You know, there ain't no boats around.
Creeping.
You don't see no boat. And the next thing you know, there's a boat. And there's another boat. And they're all being good. They're fine. But the next thing you know, they're right next to you. And they ain't been there. They don't know what I've seen. It's just like trout fishing. Man, you don't know what I've been on. You don't know what kind of slicks are here. You don't know. But you're right next to me. You ain't hurting anything, but you're just in the way. You don't understand what I'm looking
right
at, what I've been doing. And, man, it just gets, you know, sometimes you only pick up and run so many times, buddy, till you run out of water. I mean, they're just, you know, but it's all right. You know, if somebody's on some fish and I think I know them or something, first thing I'm going to do is either call them on the radio or call them on the phone and say, hey, what's the deal? What do I do? Do I go away? What do you got? Instead of just being right next to you, blapping all over my fish that you don't even know what I've been seeing, you know?
Exactly.
That's the way it should work. So, but it don't matter.
They're like seagulls. You know, as you throw that cracker in the water, one seagull will get to it, and here comes the rest.
Yeah. It's like the old days, Mickey. We, you know, before there was phones or all that stuff, man, we didn't come in unless there was a hat wave.
That's
you didn't get a hat wave, you went on about your business, and
that's it.
We left Crawley's in the morning. You had everybody had where they were going. You ain't just going to go fish my well where I've been fishing. We would never even dream of that.
No, now they're sitting on it when you get there the next day.
They're sitting on it when you get there. They just saw you sitting there.
Leave at 4 in the morning just to block you out of your spot, man. It's crazy.
We would never do that. Like, and I was a kid. I for sure wasn't going to do nothing wrong.
Fishermen had respect for each other back then a lot. It was more, I mean, it was like a code, you know.
Not no more. I got to get mine so I can hurry up, put that on Facebook, go live, and all that garbage.
Yeah.
That's the hey, if you did away with social media, you'd lose about 60% of the people fishing.
Yeah. You would.
I promise you. So that's just what I think about it. Whatever. But I would, you know, and to this day, I wouldn't. I had a guide do something to me. I don't even know if I told you about this. And it was so bad that I never said a word. I got 160-foot line out. I just start picking up my line. And my three guys, and one of them owns a gym. And they were losing their mind. They didn't say nothing. They said, who is this guy? And I have a 9-year-old with me. His grandson that I'm teaching how to fish with a spinning rod, and he's lacing them out.
Mm-hmm.
Some pencils, but he caught probably 6 or 7 keepers.
Yeah.
And it was a guy. I know him real well. Oh. And I'm just like, whatever, dude. And my guys were like, they were fixing to light him up. They said, who is that? I said it. They said, you ain't mad? I said, man, what am I going to do? I picked up 160-foot anchor line, and then I troll motored away, and then I idled off. And these guys ain't forgot that. So I'm sure they lead him up some kind of way on social media or something. I didn't fool with it.
Facebook wars. Hang on, man. Let me knock this break out. I'll be right back at you, buddy. Hang on a second. Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store, all their different size bottles, plus all... They have their regulators, diffusers, they refill right there at the store for you. And if you need more info, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And if you're looking for good quality seafood, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, no farm raised at Boyd's, it's all right out of our waters. And great price, great availability, all different sizes and counts. And if you need something good to eat while you're out fishing on the dock or just want to stop by, check out their Cajun Grill next door. They turn out some really good food there, and their food truck over in Santa Fe does the same thing. Check them out on the web at boydsonestop.com or call them at 409-945-4001. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you.
find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 538 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, we're back, man.
Hi, buddy. They were just a kayak guy paddle through here. I asked him if he's getting any bites. Said he had a few.
Well, he's in a good area. It's calm in there in those canals.
Yeah, there's one light over here. My old neighbor over there, I really don't even know. It's had some pretty nice fish in it. I think some of them might be red, so. But he's got some fish in them.
Yeah.
This old canal I live on, it sucks, though. It ain't never really been very good. It really hadn't. But, I don't know, man. I just think, you know, if you pull in on somebody else's fish, usually all you're going to do is watch the show.
Watch the show and then ruin it for you and them, everybody.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth?
It never works out.
Nah, even when we had millions of them, because I knew if you had something going, you was on a set of slicks, I knew 100% you had the head of the school. Anything I was going to be doing, be coal trailing.
No coal trailing.
coal trailing, man. What Daryl tell that guy, y'all was all, about six of y'all, I mean, Gary, you and Gary and David and Daryl, like six of y'all was in your old Mako. Y'all was drifting on down. Some old man got right behind y'all. Daryl said, you might as well go fish behind a gill net.
That's true. So why do you keep setting up and drifting right behind us, man? There's nothing left back there when we drift through here.
We done got them, buddies, man.
That's it. That's old mirror lure days. Five and six people in one boat throwing mirror lures, all those hooks. What a nightmare.
Man, I love the old days. You just put on a mirror lure, and that's what you fish with. Me and you'd be sitting there drinking coffee. Man, is it time to go yet?
Watching that wind, waiting on that wind to lay down and get that mid-morning bite going, brother.
Watching that wind, man. He said, all right, let's go. Go to Dallas, me and you. We just sit there and just obliterate them.
Pull in, get on the mud and shell drop off side and turn her sideways and catch them all the way across the reef. Never get out of them.
Man, how many fish do we catch right there? Gosh, dog.
Boy.
You know what's weird? There's so many places that aren't any good anymore that we caught millions of them. And a lot of these nasty places I fish nowadays, Mickey, they're good, but they're small. And a lot of it's man-made. It's a lot of stuff that wasn't even there.
I know. And it's really changed.
It's changed, man. I remember
it's nook and cranny fishing now is all it is. It's like bass fishing, structure fishing, nook and cranny.
Yeah, that's what it's – and I'm not a bass fisherman. I had to kind of adapt that way. I think about y'all out there fishing, and I tell my guys, man, Mickey would hate doing this right here because it's terrible.
I do. I'd still do it, go through the motions. I don't like it, but I do it. It is what it is.
In the summer, we'd line up behind dowels all – and in the fall, too. Between Mesquite Knoll and dowels and go all up and down through there and just obliterate them, man. Good ones. Did you ever catch any fish on that? Any more on Beasley's or dowels or any of that stuff?
Those reefs are dead.
Just nothing, huh?
They're just dead, man. Dead zones. That whole west side. I mean, I know all the people that live over there on that shoreline with me, and they don't even catch them off their piers anymore.
It's got to be from the dredging, Mickey, from the ship channel stuff.
It's got to be some kind of fallout. I don't know. It's just things have really changed.
When you can see a ship, that guy's got a trolling motor on his kayak. He's going about 6 knots. Hey, when you can see a ship way rolling you up at the spillway, something ain't right. that ain't
no,
right.
No, I know. But there's a lot of bull reds. We got them bull reds, man.
Yeah,
that's how I started my day off the other morning. David's first cast, boom. Got a
bull red
on. Oh, yeah.
You know, right before I quit trout fishing, it was late, man. I fished late into July this year. In my last two trips, I think I told you, they were good. I mean, good fishing. I think I had Tom and them that one day, just two of them, and we caught 20 and just went in.
Right.
But we really didn't catch anything until the middle of the day. And then the next day, the storms were kind of nasty, so we didn't get going until about 10. And I think our best bite was about 2 o'clock. I think we caught 22 or 23, pretty good ones. Right. It would have been real good if the current wasn't running so hard. But anyway, those big reds that get down here on the lower end, them big schools of reds, they must all swam through here and come up towards you, Mickey, because they're – I mean, the birds are all looking for – I'm sure if I sat out there long enough, I'd see a school. But just making your loop, normally when you would see them, they haven't been there. So I think they just kept going, and I think they're come up your way.
Right.
You know, they get on them ribbon fish, and well, you know the drill. But I haven't – not that I want to catch them. I just kind of look for them, you know, just to see. But I ain't seen them.
Yeah.
And that one day, it was perfect, man. The water was green. There wasn't a lot of current. And the turns, they were everywhere. You could tell they were looking, but they just – they couldn't get on nothing.
Well.
So, they probably all came your way. But I think the fall is going to be good. I think, you know, fishing will be – it'll
be good.
Yeah,
we'll be all right.
That's what I always tell Larry. I said, man, I just struggled through tarpon season because it's about the worst business you can be in. The most money losing business you've been.
Well, it's so weather related, you know.
Yeah, you can't go enough, can't charge enough. But then when I go back to work in October, man, I got to get it.
Yeah, you do.
I won't stop again till Christmas. So this is the only time I got, like, you know, if you ain't fishing, I can go do something, you know, play a little golf or something. Cause
well, that's what you work hard all year for, all spring, you know, winter, spring, summer.
Yeah. Well, you know how this been, you know, the fishing in the Gulf, it comes in spurts. Like, we just had a really good window for however many days, what, 10 or 12? Now, you caught the storms, but the seas were not bad.
Right. That helps.
Yeah. And then it gets, you know, them storms had some wind in them, though, man. You get next to them. They've had some 25-knot winds in them.
I tell you, we had some in the bay this year that were boat sinkers, man.
I'm telling you, dude. We had one the other day. I said, man, I'm looking for my out. My out was to run south, which would have been fine. But I just kept watching it because we were where the fish were at. We wasn't seeing nothing. And, man, it got big. I'm thinking, man, I'm going to cut the move. And then it kind of just tucked on shore, and it just stopped and just sat there and rained itself out till it just went away. And then to the south, after that little outflow boundary happened, and then about 10 miles to the south of me, another one popped up that you know, from the outflow boundary from that one. It was just going down the coast. Yeah. Always had me an out. We got some storms one time. It was coming. It was a front that stalled. And, man, we were way down to the north. And I said, man, I mean, it's bad. It's really getting bad. It's going bad, but we're on lots of fish. I said, well, I'm going to go to Sabine. We can get out of it going to Sabine. So I took off, and I could see the rig, you know, the rigs that were in the channel right there. I was about 12 miles from there, so we leave. I got about 2 miles from the Sabine jetties, and, buddy, it closes in. It's purple. It's bad. And I'm like, man, I stop. I said, man, I can't get anywhere. And then it hits. So I just go in there, and I get in about 10 foot of water at about 12 knots just trying to come home.
Right.
I told my guys, I don't say this very often, but we're screwed. We're absolutely
we're screwed.
And that ain't the word I used either. Hey, so we're chugging into there. We're chugging. And I called Christian Mail. He was in Galveston. I said, man, how is it over there? He said, man, it's nice and dead calm. I said, really? I said, well, I told him the story. So we're just going. The lightning's lighting the marsh on fire. I mean, you can't get no worse. And it took me about an hour and a half, and all of a sudden we come out of it.
Right.
And I was just south of McFadden. I said, man, it's kind of getting nice. As we came back, and you just look at what we went through. It was just like night.
Yeah.
And we roll out there kind of where them fish have been, and, man, they're still there.
Right.
Anyway, we come through the jetties that night, I never forget, we'd come through the jetties at like, well, it was dark. It was 8:30, but I was smoking in. I done run out of cigarettes at like 3 o'clock. And I called Chris Jamel. He lived in Galveston. Says, hey, dude, go to that store over there, get me 2 packs of Marlboro Lights and meet me at the yacht basement. We pulled into my house at 10 o'clock that night.
Golly, what a grind, man. Oh, boy. All right, James, I got to roll out of here. But, oh, I had a listener. What kind of deck boots do you wear in the fall and winter to keep your feet dry?
Man, Mickey, I wear these extra tough, but they're junk. I wear them because they make one that's kind of got like a tennis shoe bottom.
Right.
My feet are all messed up.
Right.
But they're not good quality. You get
I got you.
A season out of them, but. Probably, right. I would say probably Grundin's probably makes a better one.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, Grundin's.
Yeah.
All right, bud. Well, James, throw him out a number. Somebody wants to go to the bottom with you.
419-771-7306.
It's going to the bottom season. All right, brother. James, have a good weekend. Buddy. See you, man.
All right, you too, Mick. Holla.
Later. All right, let's jump the bridge. Let's go check in with old Sharky this morning. Michael Marquez. Outcast man, what's going on?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, brother.
What's cooking? Good looking.
Nothing, man. Are you up and at 'em, ready to get 'em, or are you not going, or what?
No, I'm ready to get 'em, man. We're gonna go grind it out, make it happen, man. Yesterday was a crazy, interesting day. We downgraded that off, you know, that offshore trip and stayed inshore. Got hit by a couple showers. It wasn't no big deal though, man. Dude, I fished everywhere yesterday. I'm talking about I free shrimped, I cork fished, I fished on the top, the bottom, the middle, the in between. Brother, I couldn't find – I mean, you know what? We were catching one fish, one nice trout, and then nothing. And then I'd move spots, one nice trout, nothing. So I end up – it's like 4 hours into our 6-hour trip, man. We've got like 4 or 5 fish. And I said, I gotta change this sucker up real quick. So we end up in the most unconventional spot. And I've got these guys that know dang well how to fish, man. They brought their own bait casters and they were ripping that line, you know, 50-yard cast, no problem. I said, man, if I could just find them, these guys will catch them.
Right.
And, man, we ended up in 22 foot of water, not at the jetties, fishing deep water on some bulkheads. My guy looked at me and said, what are we fishing for here? And I said, just fish it. Give me 5 minutes. Yeah, give me 5 minutes. I mean, these guys are wade fishing in, you know, Karankawa and the bay and all this. And I said, just give me 5 minutes, man. First cast, there's a trout. It's a healthy fish. Man, we sat here fishing 22 foot of water, fishing all the way on the bottom. And
good
we
Lord.
Smoked trout, man. We smoked them. We caught oversized trout, slot trout, ended up with a 4-person limit of trout there. We ended up catching a redfish, losing a redfish in the pilings, 4 or 5 pup drums. I mean...
Yeah.
We locked in on them, bud. But at the end of it, I said, was that not the most unconventional trout limit you guys have ever caught? I mean, was that not the craziest way to get them? And
22 feet of water. That's
22 foot on the bottom, buddy.
How about that?
On the bottom. Yeah. And that's exactly, you're exactly right, man. It was super hot. By this time, it was, you know, 10:30, 100 degrees outside. And I found some little bulkheads with some shade, some pilings with some shade. We're, you know, pitching it up under that shaded area.
Uh-huh.
And, man, they were stacked in there. So
amazing.
I think game plan, we're going jetties this morning, going to try to catch a couple fish out that way. And then at about 9 a.m. or 8:30 a.m., I'm going to start making my way back.
Going back to the till, baby. You got it.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. So we'll see, man. Just you never know where you can get them at.
I know.
Yeah. So it was cool, man. It was real, real cool. But next week looks good, man. Couple little couple little showers and some thunderstorms out there. Ain't nothing but a thing, but we'll be on the water Monday, off the water Tuesday, and then Wednesday through Saturday, we're offshore as well. So
yeah, well, it's about 3.5-4 foot out there this morning.
Yeah, it's not looking too great.
No.
That's what I figured.
Well, good call. It's supposed to fish inside, baby.
Yeah, fish inside. That's what I told them too, man. That's exactly right. We're just gonna make the day out of it, man. I think everything's gonna taper off this evening, and then by Sunday too, start tapering down, and by Monday, I think last time I looked, it's forecasting like one to twos.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Next week, the extended forecast is looking good, so we'll go with that.
Yeah, we're gonna get out there, see if we can catch a couple billfish and go out there and do something crazy, you know. I'm itching to get back out there. Shrimp boats are heating up. Tuna's showing up. Mahi's showing up behind the boats right now. So, yeah, man, we got a lot of things to be excited for if we can make it out there.
Yeah, we had two mahis over 40 pounds weighed in on the leaderboard now. So,
yeah, that's incredible.
42.4 and a 41 something. So, those are sizable. Very nice ones.
Yeah, those are big fish, man. That's a big fish.
Boy, they're pretty too. Man, they're beautiful.
Yeah. That's
and
a huge
first
fish.
Call, they're all lit up, and pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's a mystical creature right there, man. Especially out here, Texas waters. 40 pound mahi is something to be proud about for sure.
Well, good luck today with your trip. If somebody to get down and get down to Outcast Charters, lodge up, book up, hook up, all of it. Give them some info how they can reach you, Sharky.
Absolutely, man. We'd love to have you guys come and check us out. We're right here off 61st Street in Galveston. We've got a beautiful on-site lodge. You guys can bring the family down, come stay overnight in the lodge, and then walk right downstairs, jump on the boats. We'll go make some memories inshore, offshore. We do everything from trout, redfish, flounder all the way to 120 miles offshore, fishing for yellowfin tuna, swordfish, sailfish, you name it. We got all the bases covered for you right here. Love to have you guys, man.
Wow. Impressive. All right, Sharky.
Thank you,
brother.
Hey,
man, you have a good weekend. Always a pleasure. I'll talk to you next week. Be safe.
Hey, looking forward to it, Mickey.
All right,
we'll have a good report for you on Thursday next week.
I know you will, always.
All right, buddy.
See you, man.
Later, brother.
Later. All right. It's time for our top of the hour break, national anthem and all that good stuff. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.